You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, you really need to bring in the pets. The city of Denver is talking about fines of as much as $999 if you are caught not taking care of your pets during the cold, and up to a year in jail.
Good. Bring them in.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's a jerk move.
So the city of Denver doesn't want to monkey around with that. So speaking of monkeys, there's very few closings or delays today. I mean, it's business as usual. Well, one of them is the Denver Zoo. Closed today and tomorrow. They're like, you know what? We're not putting the animals out in this.
No. They're throwing blankets to the monkeys.
I can't imagine somebody wanting to walk around. As wonderful as the Denver Zoo is, you know, they do a great job, blah, blah, blah. But I can't cold. I can't imagine walking around when it's 20 below
You're
zero.
You're just going to see the polar bears, and that's it. It's the only animal out.
Right. What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Dude, jam-packed weekend. We had so much fun. Kicked it off Friday night. We went and went to a high school basketball game, believe it or not. We went and saw Dakota play Columbine, and what a blast that was. Shout-out to Kim Keller over there at Dakota Ridge High School, the vice principal. Huge fan of our show. Wonderful lady. Got to meet her. And it was just a great time. And the observation coming out of that from most of the dads that were with me were homeschooling our daughters. There's a lot of skimpy clothing going on in high school, and we were like, oh my goodness.
She'll just wear it when she just goes out with her friends.
I know, but we're going to try our darndest to keep our little girls at home for as long as possible. So that was a blast. Friday night, Saturday night, we went over to a friend's house that we are, we're chairs of the science fair for our kids' school.
Still?
And we're doing it with this other couple, so every year we get together and have dinner with them and kind of go over everything that needs to be done and completed. But unfortunately, this time we had a couple bottles of wine and he had a bottle of bullet rye and we did not get much done.
No work was done.
Apologies to this year's science fair at my kids' school.
It's going to be chaotic for those of you who have kids who are signing up for that.
It might be a little
pure chaos.
A little wonky. But we did that. And then yesterday, Nicole's brother came into town and we hadn't seen him in about 7 years.
Oh, my.
And he brought in his entire crew. He has six kids, so we had six kids there with my two kids, and just had a nice little catch-up time for a few hours. They actually drove in from Alabama, so we were kind
with
of
with a banjo on their knee?
Right, so we were kind of their little layover stop because he was taking all the kids up to the hills to go skiing for the week. They're going to stay up in Breckenridge for the week and do some skiing, and he's like, I booked the cabin that we're staying at before I went online and looked at lift ticket prices for 6, 7, 8 of us, he said, for 5 days. And he's like, it is more expensive than a nice tropical destination.
Is it a couple $1,000s for
lift
tickets?
I think it's even more than that, yeah. So it's
just for the lift tickets?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's 8 of them for 5 days.
So, essentially, oh my God.
He's like, my fatal flaw is, he said, I booked the cabin, and it's a non-refundable cabin, before I went on. He said, in not thinking what prices would be for skiing, and then the rentals and everything on top of that.
Does everybody have to ski, or can
He's like, all of a sudden, I'm looking at my 5-day trip. He's like, what would be 4 days? What would be 3 days?
Maybe you draw straws to see who stays back at the lodge.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's 8 of us. 4 are going to get to ski. Maybe you do a 4 get to ski each day.
Right, yeah. Or do a little rotation thing or something. Share skis, maybe.
Because, listen, I got to tell you, I used to be a skier, and I don't think I would have wanted to go 5 days in a row.
No.
I'm just ugh.
Too sore. Especially coming in from Alabama, and all these kids haven't really seen huge mountains and gone skiing before, and they've never seen a lot of snow, and they went all in. But, so I need another day off to kind of recoup from our weekend.
I'm sorry you can't have it.